Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at ipvanish.com/audio.
On this episode of Get Judged by Byron Brown. And no one gave you the degree?
This has been 25 years.
Colleen!
Okay. Colleen, that's a problem right there.
What if we were to be found liable? Is that possible?
Do you think the bounce house is going to take up your entire backyard? For sure they're going to blame you, even if you're not to blame. I love bounce houses.
Case closed.
I'm Byron Brown, the anti-lawyer lawyer. I'm a husband and a father. I fight for the little guy. And I'm a no-nonsense lawyer with a reputation for never losing in court. I'll judge your situation, and I'll tell you straight out if you got a case. It may not be the answer you want, but it will be the judgment you need. Time to get judged by me, Big B. Hello, this is Get Judged by Byron Brown. And I'm Byron Brown, and as always with me is the fabulous Donya, the Duchess, taking your calls. We got another great show lined up for you, so let's get into it.
All right, universities and institutions of this magnitude are always really big beasts to go up against, but we have a caller here, Colleen, who has a really great question for you, Byron. So Colleen, you are on with Byron Brown, our anti-lawyer lawyer. What's your question?
Yes, so my question is, in spite of me earning 65 credits, you know, I did all the hard work and everything, I was not allowed or did not receive my associate's degree.
What were the requirements for you to meet to get the associate's degree?
So it was 60 credits was the requirement, plus an internship, plus a seminar.
And did you finish the internship?
Yes.
Did you finish the seminar?
Yes, I did.
You finished the internship and you have all the credits necessary and no one gave you the degree?
Yes. So a little bit about the seminar, they said they couldn't find it. I did it. I completed. And mind you, it was worth no credits, the seminar. You just had to complete it along with the internship.
What proof do you have that you completed the seminar?
My transcript.
Okay. And so when you say your transcript, you've actually seen your transcript and you've seen those things on your transcript, so you know for certain it's all been completed, correct?
Correct.
Okay, and then they didn't give you a degree because of what?
They're saying they couldn't find the grade for the seminar, and they told me to talk to this advisor, write a letter, do this, do that. I mean, I was
so wait.
So many
back up for a second. Colleen, okay. Back up for a second because it's not adding up to me. So you're telling me that the date that all of your colleagues graduated, walked, got their degree, you got up there, you start walking for your degree, and no one hands you your degree? So that was the first time you found out, or did you find out before that, that you weren't going to get your degree?
Oh, yes. I definitely found out before that.
What did they tell you exactly?
So I went to apply to graduate. That was the first step. And they told me they could not find my seminar grade.
So then you went to your teacher that you did the seminar with and you got proof of that, right?
Right. I went to the counselor and I asked, you know, about the proof that I did the grade, and they said they couldn't find it.
I mean, I'm Colleen, I'm not the lawyer here. Clearly Byron is. But to me, it sounds like a cut and dry case. No, like.
Well,
it sounds like a they problem, not you.
Right, but like, what doesn't make sense to me is, unless, Colleen, I'm misunderstanding what you're saying, you're telling me that an educational institution of some magnitude or size just lost your transcript, and because they lost your transcript, they won't give you your degree.
Correct.
Case closed.
Case closed? I mean, Colleen, if that's what happened, whenever you signed up to go to that particular college or university, you essentially entered into a contract with the college or university. If you do X, Y, and Z, if you do the credits, if you do the internship, and you get your seminar completed, then you're going to get the degree. The part that doesn't make sense to me is kind of the whole thing. Like, it just doesn't add up to me as a lawyer is, What you're telling me is that some post-secondary institution lost your transcript and or couldn't find your degree, but you know your transcript shows this, but you don't have your transcript, and they say they lost your transcript, but then you went and talked to your teacher, and your teacher says, yeah, she did the seminar, but then they still won't give you the degree. Now, how many years have passed since all of this has happened?
Woo! Oh, boy. Okay, so...
I feel like you're going to tell us a really long time.
This is going to get interesting, right, Donna?
This is going to get interesting is right. This has been 25 years.
Colleen!
Okay. Colleen, that's a problem right there. That's a huge red flag for me. Are you telling me in over 20 years, this university has refused to give you your associate's degree despite you having all this proof that you've satisfied everything?
Yes.
Colleen, that is a quarter of a century.
Yes, it's haunting me. Oh, my God, it's haunting me.
Byron, you look speechless.
Well, it just doesn't add up to me. Like, usually when something like this happens, there's usually something that, in this particular case, Colleen hasn't done. Okay. And I'm not saying that she's not telling me the truth, but it doesn't add up. What you're saying, I mean, these post-secondary educations, like, they're in it. Whether they say they're for profit or for not, they're for profit. So to do this, to literally breach a contract that they entered into with a student and not award that student the degree is completely unfair. But then the fact is that Colleen spent, I'm assuming, tens of thousands of dollars. She spent hundreds, maybe thousands of hours studying. She did an internship. She did a seminar. And then she just sat on her hands for over 20 years. So Colleen, this is the thing. You did the hours. You spent the money. You did the internship. You did the seminar. And in fact, that you waited then over 20 years still to either hire a lawyer or do something about it makes me question some fact that maybe you're not telling me or maybe that you're overlooking. But if what you tell me is true, then you should go to court and you should sue that post-secondary institution for your degree. You say that you know the transcript exists. You knew the professor that you did the seminar with. You know that you completed your classes and your internship. So that would be the proof that you have to give to the court to prove to that institution breached the contract. The problem is so much time has passed. I don't know what state you're in, but no state is going to have a statute of limitations that's going to let you file a breach of contract case over 2 decades having passed. So unfortunately, I think you're out of luck. I don't think that you've done anything. And that's the result of you simply not taking accountability for your own actions. It's up to you to fight for your degree. The fact that you've waited this long, and now maybe, and hey, maybe you have been trying to fight it up until now, but you clearly haven't done enough. And that's your own fault, unfortunately.
Yeah, you said what state? I mean, I'm telling you, I'm in the state of confusion because I really just gave up. Like back then, I was obviously younger then, and I was like, oh, I'm not going to deal with this. I went through so many hoops, like I'm in a circus, and I was the sad clown that allowed it to happen. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I was like, I just gave up, and I didn't think I could do anything about it.
I get it, Colleen. I get it. But unfortunately, when you sit on your hands and time passes, so do your legal rights. Thanks, Colleen. And now it's time for my closing statement. Do your homework next time.
I mean, it's pretty simple. Do your homework.
I think that one was a good one.
That was a good one. 25 years, Byron?
Come on. There's something. And the funny thing is, when she called in, she said she didn't finish the seminar. So now she switched her story. And I wasn't going to bring that up. But like, that cuts against her credibility. And that's what I could have easily said is, I'm like, listen, you're talking out of both sides of your mouth. At one point, you're saying no seminar. Then you're saying seminar. Then she said also on the call in that she couldn't get her transcript because they wouldn't give her a transcript. Then she said that she got her transcript.
Yeah.
So congratulations for me for adjusting on the fly.
Totally. I mean, I'm the sucker here. I lead with my heart. So I'm like, Colleen, oh my God, girl, I feel for you. I'm so sorry this happened.
Yeah.
And then we're like, how long? And she goes, 25. And I was like, oh no, you're on your own.
Yeah.
Byron, go get her.
Like, come on, man. Are you serious? Like, if you spent that much money, time doing an internship seminar, like you would just be like, they're not going to give me my degree. I'm going to go about my life.
No way.
And this is the thing. I'm sure that's impacted her life, right?
Yeah.
Maybe she's been turned down from jobs. And it's just a pride thing too, right?
Yeah.
So you live with that long, kind of hanging over your head. And this is why the law has statute of limitations, because stuff goes stale. post-secondary educations don't have to keep records for over 20 yeah. years. So that's why you sit on your hands, you sit on your rights.
I get it.
You're out of luck.
I get it. Your judgment was great. Do your homework, Colleen.
Welcome back. Danya, what do we got?
All right, I feel like every parent of young kids needs to listen up right now. You know you have all my ears because I have a little one. Ellie, you are on with our anti-lawyer lawyer, Byron Brown. What's your question, Ellie?
Hi, thanks for having me. I have a question that I think every parent can probably relate to in some way. I have a daughter who is going to be turning 6 in July, and I have an insurance liability question. We are debating whether or not to rent a bounce house at our house for her. And my husband and I have been going back and forth about this. We're just concerned about what if someone were to get hurt? I know a lot of people get bounce houses, but it's something that came to my mind because what if we were to be found liable? Is that possible?
I love bounce houses. I got two important questions. First of all, the birthday party. What kind of cake you serving?
Definitely chocolate.
Okay, and then what kind of food are you serving?
Well, probably pulled pork, probably Ooh. Sliders.
Ooh. And third question, are we invited?
Absolutely.
I mean, I love bounce houses, so I hope I'm invited.
Yes, definitely. I mean, it's that kind of party.
Yeah. So anyways, a couple questions to get back to it is, what kind of bounce house are you thinking about renting? Does it have a water feature? Is it have a slide? Is it tall? Is it short? How would you describe it?
Well, we weren't sure because there are many options. And so we were thinking maybe the most basic one would be, our yard is not that big. So... Yeah.
Well, so you bring up a really good point. So you do think the bounce house is going to take up your entire backyard?
I mean, it's possible.
I'm assuming you have homeowners or renters insurance. Is that fair?
Yes, we do have homeowners. Yes. Okay.
Have you talked to the insurance agent that sold you that insurance and asked if someone was injured at your house using a bouncy house, if you would be covered?
That is a great question. And that did not even occur to us.
Okay. So that's the first thing. Because your insurance company on your home likely is going to cover you if anybody's injured. But these are the kind of most important things is first, you want to inspect your backyard. And you want to inspect your backyard with another person. You want two sets of eyes to look around that backyard to see what's happening, to see if there's any hazards, see if there's anything that needs to be fixed. But the main thing you want is a liability waiver. And don't go on the internet and pull off any old liability waiver. That could easily get you in more trouble. Hire a lawyer. Get the lawyer to draft that liability agreement. You also, I would strongly encourage you to set up cameras. If you don't have surveillance cameras in your backyard, that's going to catch this. I would set up a camera that could capture everything. Then you're going to have an independent view of something. Because listen, people love to not accept responsibility for their own actions. For sure, they're going to blame you, even if you're not to blame. So if you have the video footage, if you've inspected it, if you have your liability waiver, I think that provides you with an ironclad defense as it relates to having a bouncy house at your daughter's birthday. I mean, listen, I think adults should have bouncy houses at their birthday. So your daughter's 6 yeah. years old with chocolate cake and all the other treats that you're going to provide, pulled pork, the bouncy house is a necessity. And I think you can do it. You just have to be reasonable and responsible. And the other thing I would do with that liability waiver is anybody that comes over to your house. Obviously, the children have to have their parents sign for the children because the children can't because they're under 18. But all the parents, before they step foot in your home, make sure they've executed that liability waiver.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. All things I wouldn't have thought of.
Thanks, Ellie. Good luck.
That was all really good information.
Man, I've had so many bouncy house cases.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
That was a shock to me.
And no one's had a liability waiver. No one's had cameras set up. And then what happens is time passes, memories fade. Mm-hmm. So people that might have seen something and maybe have relevant evidence, they won't after a year. They're not going to remember. So it's one of those things. If you're ever worried about anything, I mean, video footage is great. And I think that's why we see the cameras on doorbells now. We see more and more people with surveillance cameras. Yeah. But if you don't protect yourself, no one's going to protect you from
I'm surprised the bounce house owners aren't the ones that would be liable.
No, man. If you rent a car, the rental car company's not responsible if you get into an accident, right?
True. Very true. I mean, the other thing for me, too, is, you know, I have a son. He's turning 3 as well in July, like Ellie's daughter. And I hadn't even thought about renting a bounce house. And now I really don't want to rent a bounce house.
No, don't rob yourself. Byron, no, I know he needs a bounce house.
You would be at his party bouncing in the bounce house by yourself.
I would be. And I'd probably be the one that got injured, but it'd be my own fault and I definitely wouldn't sue him.
I'm setting up cameras if he comes over. Just saying that now.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.